AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome back to Mark Megan's Weekly Roast Christmas Day Quiz. It's that time of the year, my friends. Family and conversation have sufficiently interfered with your own happiness, so now it's time to suggest a quiz. And this one is appropriate for all the family. So if there are little ears in the air, don't worry about that. There will be no conversations around challenging subject matters, or things to do with willies, or bums, or poo, or boobs, or strangers, or sex, or anything of that. Ain't no. Okay. You are very welcome to the Christmas Day quiz this year. Here are the rules. We're going to get straight into it, okay? There are six categories. Music, TV and film, politics, sport, internet memes, and then there will be a true or false section and where I will read out five news articles from 2025 and you have to tell me if they are true or false. Here's the important things. There are 2 points for each question. So there's a total of
10 points.
What?
Sorry.
10 points per round.
Yes.
Yes, with six.
So 60.
60 points.
Yes.
Okay, we've got Alan Turing over here doing the maths.
Wow.
Jesus, Carol Voldemort would want to be looking over her shoulders. Why? She deals with words, letters. Nevertheless, happy Christmas. Michael's had some glugs of eggnog, so yeah. His numbers are a little bit...
Nice time to bring me in.
Yeah, that's... My elegant...
When I'm looking down.
My elegant sidekick. Mr. Mystery Mick will be here to join us on this Christmas Day quiz. Now, as I said, 2 points per question, okay? If you want the answers, there will be a separate episode with the answers you can listen to afterwards. Without any further ado, you'll have to dedicate or allocate either the drunkest or most boring person in the room, usually the same,
yes.
You know, or your Uncle Bernard. You know, the person in the room who was at the stage of the day when he starts beginning questions with, "Now look, I'm not racist, but..." Do you know what I mean? Or just asking a question... Just ask, what, you know what I mean?
I'm only saying.
I'm only asking the question, you know? There's two sides to it. Anyway, give one person the role of scorekeeper. You can double up and do it in teams. You can do whatever you want. But this is Mark Megan's Weekly Roast Christmas Quiz. And not only that, by the way, as a little thank you to all of you for listening over the year. You ready for it?
Okay.
I want to give someone 250 euro myself.
Oh!
That's the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Am I eligible?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Also, you said illegible there, so double incorrect.
<I didn't>.
Nevertheless, halfway through the quiz, I am going to mention a secret word. Whenever I say the secret word, DM me on Instagram, at MeganMark. I will then put all those names in a hat, and somebody on Stephen's Day is going to receive 250 euro in cash or a voucher of their choice for anywhere. That's just a little personal thank you from me to all of you for supporting the show over the last year. Now, without any further ado, I am going to hand you over to Mr. Mystery Mick, my beloved co-host. Well, no,
co-host.
My beloved sidekick and producer. Sidekick and producer. Mystery Mick, who is going to read the first section of this year, which is going to be on
sports.
Sports. Now, sports play an ever-dominant role in society. As we know, all it takes is a step. Look on the steps of the criminal courts and you'll see all of these very sports players walking free. No, that's not the angle. That's definitely not the angle we're going to take. Okay, nevertheless, before things get scary, like DJ Carey, sports people, let's go.
Okay, question one.
Sports.
Ireland's Grand Slam winning Six Nations campaign in 2023 featured a bonus point win in every match except one. Which opponent denied them the bonus point?
Very good. Will I write down my answers?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Question 2. Which sport was removed from the Olympic program after Rio 2016, only to return for Paris 2024, and now once again be removed for Los Angeles 2028?
Interesting. Go read that again.
Which sport was removed from the Olympic program after Rio 2016, only to return for 2024, and now once again be removed for Los Angeles 2028.
Excuse me. Okay, we got there in the end.
Yeah. What happened for the first time in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final in 2024? And for the second point...
Wait there. Okay. What do you mean for the second point?
I was going to maybe do a bonus for a
Okay, we'll caveat that. Say, the listeners are scrambling. They're running out of...
I'm really trying,
They're
Mark.
Losing their minds here.
I don't know why we're doing 2 points a question. Right. So I'm trying to make it interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is a two-point.
This is a two-parter. They're all two-pointers, but this is a two-parter.
Okay.
A point each.
Great.
What happened for the first time in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final in 2024?
Right.
And for the second point, who won the Liam McCarthy that year?
In 2024?
2024.
Okay. So just, this is the 2025 quiz, and thus far we're featuring questions from 23, 24, and... Any Jesse Owens questions coming up? That's one for the... okay, let's go. Is this the last question? Wait. Boop.
Assuming Ireland beat the Czech Republic in the next round of the World Cup qualifiers, who are the two teams they could potentially face in the final round of qualification, and we'll get 1 point for each?
Repeat the question, please.
Assuming Ireland beat the Czech Republic in the next round of the World Cup qualifiers, who are the two teams they could potentially face in the final round of qualification? That's 1 point for each. It's two countries.
So that is your sports category.
One more.
Nearly finished is what I was going to say. Stop interrupting. It's the interrupting. That's part of it.
Final question. Which Irish footballer came second in the 2014 FIFA Puskas Award, losing to James Rodriguez?
Wait there. Which footballer?
Which Irish footballer?
Yeah.
Came second in the 2014 FIFA Puskas Award, losing to James Rodriguez?
I think I know the answer to that.
Do you?
Because I had a tweet that went pretty viral at the time.
I think that's a great question.
Where I said... really delighted to hear that blank person has signed a new 18-month contract.
Okay.
It was touch and go for a while, but I'm glad she went with Meteor in the end. That's the end of the sports round. Category number two, music. 2 points for each question. No complicated double pointer questions.
Okay.
Just straight up, as just exactly what it says in the tin.
Yeah.
5 questions.
Boring.
On music. Okay, steady on. Psychic. Question number one. Who was the youngest ever headliner of Glastonbury? Excuse me, is the youngest. Who is the youngest ever headliner of Glastonbury to date? And this isn't a trick question. This isn't like, oh, Damien Albarn brought out his 2-year-old child. Cool. It's all a bit of a blur.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Sort of musical puns.
Brilliant.
Question number two. This is a huge one now. This is for 64 points. No, it's not. Which singer has had the most number one UK singles? Which singer has had the most number one UK singles? Now, let me be very clear. Just listen to that question exactly as it says. There's... Which singer has had the most number one UK singles? Okay?
Okay.
Question number three. First ever woman introduced to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First ever female to be introduced to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Question number four. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a very, very good one. Think about this before you answer, okay? Don't just blurt something out. First YouTube video to reach 1 billion views. Any thoughts? First YouTube video to reach 1 billion views. Bear in mind, YouTube was founded in April 2006, I think. Launched. 2006 it launched. Do you want to bet? Okay. Oh no, let's just Google it right now. Hold on. YouTube launched. Hold on. Sorry to people doing the quiz. Just can't let.
This is outrageous.
YouTube launch date. Anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Go We're doing on, the please. Quiz. We're oh. focusing on the quiz. Yeah, 2006. What year did Britney Spears, this is a very good one, what year did Britney Spears reach number one with Hit Me Baby One More Time? What year did Britney Spears reach number one with Hit Me Baby One More Time? Question number five. This one will shock you. What is the oldest known instrument in the world? What is on record, historical facts, what is the oldest known record, excuse me, oldest known instrument in the world? And that, my friends, is your round on music.
Did you do six questions there?
I could have done, I'll cut one
yeah,
of them out.
That's fine, yeah.
No problem. Category number three. I'm going to hand you over to Mystery Mick, who is going to do politics.
Lovely.
This is for all the civically involved individuals out there. On Eva, let's go.
Question one. Jim Gavin pulled out of the Irish presidential race following an accusation of not repaying money owed to a former tenant. What was the amount of money accused to not have been repaid? So that is Jim Gavin, who pulled out of the Irish presidential race this year, did so after being accused of not repaying money to a former tenant, and we want to know, what was the amount of money accused to have not been repaid?
Very good. Very easy.
Very
good start to the politics round. Next.
Question two. Staying on the theme of Irish presidents, who was the first Irish female president of Ireland? And what year was she elected? So again, a point each. Who was the first Irish female president? And what year was she elected? Question three. How many member states are currently in the European Union?
That's tricky.
So how many member states are currently in the European Union?
Does that include Ukraine? Because I bloody should, am I right? So
I actually don't know, so I'm a bit scared.
Keep going.
Oh. Question three.
Question four.
Question four. Question four. How many electoral college votes are required to win the US presidential election, often described as the race to X? So every time you see on the news, it's this number. How many electoral college votes are required to win the US presidential election, often described as the race to X?
Very good question. I feel like there aren't enough YouTube videos in the world that will helpfully explain to me the difference between the electoral vote versus the collegiate.
Really?
But that's a problem for another day.
Yeah. Question five. Who was the father of current North Korea leader Kim Jong-un? So who was the father of the current North Korea leader Kim Jong-un? And that is the politics round.
Excellent stuff.
Thank you, Mark.
Onwards to the music and TV round. 2 points each. Each question, very simple. Some very simple, but not very easy. Much like recovery.
Oh.
So.
Yes.
Question number one. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Question two. In what 1976 thriller does Robert De Niro famously say, "You talking to me? Is that a...
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
No.
I don't believe it. Are you talking to me?" In what... No, you just...
It's family friendly.
In what 1976 thriller does Robert De Niro famously say,
"Are you talking to me?"
Question four. What is, this is a mental one, what is the highest grossing movie of all time? What is the highest grossing movie of all time? And don't be one of these.
Does that mean inflation?
No. Fucking Noam Chomsky, like, will you just... Question number five. What was the most watched television broadcast in the UK in 2025? What was the most watched television broadcast in the UK in 2025? Bear in mind everything that's gone on in 2025. It's absolutely astonishing. And that, my friends, is the TV and film round.
Did you miss question three? Animated film, De Niro, then highest grossing and highest watched.
Yeah, I've got one more.
Okay.
One more question. Don't worry about the numbers being mixed up. That's just numerical dyslexia. It's irrelevant. Here's a tough one.
Okay.
What was the name of the donkey in The Banshees of Inisherin?
Oh.
What was the name of the donkey in The Banshees of Inisherin? Oh, the performance by Barry Keoghan. Brilliant. No. So that's not a gag.
Unfair.
And that's the TV and film round. Finito. Next up, we've got Mystery Mick with the Internet and Meme 2025 round. This is one is for the smallies, for the little ears, or for the parents who are in tune with the goings-on of their children or teenagers or young adults. Basically everybody, covering most sort of demographics here. Let's go.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Question one. A Jet2 Holidays ad has been reused for one of the most iconic social media sounds of 2025. Who sang the original song from that ad?
We interrupt this current quiz to give you the password, which is That's the Game. If you're listening to this and you want to be in the draw for €250 cash, go onto my Instagram, DM me, That's the Game. That's the Game is the password. There you go. Are we all clear? That's the Game. If you want to be included, you must be following me on Instagram. That's the Game. Also share the quiz to your story or whatever.
Cool.
That's the Game.
That's the Game. So, again, a Jet2 Holidays ad has been reused for one of the most iconic social media sounds of 2025. And we want to know who sang the original song from that ad. Question two. Which artist created multiple viral moments this year by getting celebrities including Chappell Roan, Jenna Ortega, and Gracie Abrams to do a fruit-themed dance? So which artist created multiple viral moments this year by getting celebrities including Chappell Roan, Jenna Ortega, and Gracie Abrams to do a fruit-themed dance? Question three. Which Hollywood actor has gained online notoriety this year as the potential true identity of masked Liverpool rapper SD Kid? So a very, very famous Hollywood actor. Which Hollywood actor has gained online notoriety as the potential true identity of masked Liverpool rapper SD Kid? Question four. What basketball player is often associated with the 6-7 meme? Probably the biggest meme of the year. And one basketball player in particular. So which basketball player is often associated with the 6-7 meme? Question 5. What is the name of the monster-based toy that have exploded in popularity on social media throughout 2025? What is the name of the monster-based toy that have exploded in popularity on social media throughout 2025? And that, folks, is our internet memes in 2025 round. Back to you, Mark.
This brings us to our final category of the quiz. True or false, 2 points each. I'm going to read out 5 news articles from 2025 and you have to tell me if it is true or if it is false. Number one, a zoo in Denmark asked patrons to donate their pets, not as attractions, but for food. True or false? It's just bringing Bertie down to be chowed on by sea lions. Good stuff. A zoo in Denmark has asked patrons to donate their pets, not as attractions, but for food. True or false? Question number two. In Papua New Guinea, a small pig was recorded flying, quotation marks, flying for 3 feet unassisted in February 2025. In Papua New Guinea, a small pig was video recorded flying for 3 feet unassisted in February 2025.
I hope that's true.
Question number three. A mini Dachshund survived for for 529 days in the Australian bush after becoming estranged from his family. That is, a mini Dachshund apparently survived for 529 days alone in the Australian bush. Is that or is that not true? What do you think? Question number four. Rita Ora sold 17 copies of her album. True or false? That is, Rita Ora, famous for... I don't know, actually. Rita Ora, did she sell 17 copies of her album?
Is it 17 exactly?
That's the question. True or false? Question number five. In May 2025, authorities say that a babysitter checked under the bed for monsters when looking after a boy, and she found somebody waiting there. True or false? I mean, not a monster, though, is it?
A person.
It's just an intruder. It's just a break-in. If you get mugged when you're going sea swimming, they don't start printing articles about the Loch Ness. Do you know what I mean?
It's a crime.
It's just like a guy called Harry who's had a bag of cans and is trying to take your iPhone. Do you know what I mean? It's not... Nevertheless, that is the end of the true or false question, and thus that is the end of the Xmas Day quiz. I hope you and your family are having a lovely day, or if you're not with your family, if you're with your friends or your loved ones, whoever they may be, I hope you're having a very nice or peaceful or relaxing Christmas, or if you are on your own, I hope you're doing okay within yourself. Happy Christmas. Thank you all so much for the support over the last year. It has truly been astonishing. I just cannot believe the growth across the board. You don't need me to get sentimental. There are definitely family members of yours who have been forced to listen to this going, I just can't get it. I just can't deal with the accent. I fucking can't do it. You and me both, Gestapo. Anyway, Gestapo, definitely not a common Irish name. Good God. Nevertheless.
Way to win them over.
Oh, fuck. Okay, that's the end of it. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in January.
You're here.
All the best to you and to yours. You can follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark. If you enjoyed the quiz, you know what to do. Send me the password. You can follow Mystery Mick on Instagram at Michael O'Malley. And look after yourselves. Speak to you very soon. Take care. All the best. Bye.